2006.
Oh, that's today. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. When the war started in 1939, or when Pearl Harbor was bombed in 41, do you remember where you were, or what you thought, or your relatives thought?
I was in high school.
Okay.
That was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what my relatives thought.
Okay. Did you think that you might then have to go to the war?
Oh, that's probably, yeah, I probably understood that.
Okay. Did you enlist, or were you drafted?
Drafted.
And what year was that?
43.
Were you married at the time?
No.
No, you were single. And where were you inducted?
Fort Leavenworth.
Okay. And did other young men from the community, were they going at the same time?
There was four of us that went.
Okay. Do you remember who they were?
Yeah, Don Chalkley. Jim Gechter. I don't remember.
Okay. When you were inducted and took your physical, then did you come home, or?
For 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you go?
Went back to Fort Leavenworth.
Okay.
And then from there I went to Camp Lee, Virginia.
And did they assign you particular training that you were going to go to? Or you went there for basic training?
That was basic training.
Okay. And what do you remember about basic training?
Oh, just a lot of walking, a lot of running, a lot of lectures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. After that basic training, was it about 6 or 8 weeks? Or
8 weeks, shoe repair.
Okay. Oh, so that was the kind of training?
And advanced training was shoe repair.
Okay. And is that welding or doing what?
Fixing shoes.
Oh, shoes. I thought you said ship repair. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, why do you know why they selected you for that?
Well, my father was a shoe repairman. I suppose that's the only skill I had.
Oh, okay. And so, well, or you already had the skill, and they just put you into that. So
that was the only skill I had.
Okay, okay. And then after basic training, where were you assigned?
Camp Lee, Virginia.
Oh, you stayed there then?
After basic or after advanced training?
Or advanced training.
Yeah. From there, I went to New York for embarkation.
Okay, can we go back to the training for the shoe repair? What was that like? What did they teach you?
They didn't teach us a whole lot, because I think about everybody there was skilled.
Okay.
Repair soldier shoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then after that you were going overseas?
Mm-hmm.
To where?
Europe.
Okay. And what date would this have been? What year?
Well, that was probably January of 44, I think. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Okay, and so where did you land in Europe?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And from there we went to Bristol, England.
Mm-hmm.
From there we went to Reading, England.
Okay.
And that's where we stayed till we went to France.
And how long were you there? Just a couple weeks?
Oh, no, probably 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. And so, could you describe, did you have a building that you worked in, or?
No, we were an aerial resupply. We supplied the paratroopers after they dropped.
Oh, so you weren't doing the shoe work?
Not there.
Oh, so they trained you for the shoe work.
And then I was part of First Allied Airborne Army, 49th Quartermaster.
Okay.
And so that's been, I think probably, could have been 2 years, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. And you would supply the paratroopers when they...
We dropped their supplies to them on the second day.
Oh.
After they dropped them, we resupplied them.
Okay, so you were in the plane. You were, okay, and then you would just drop out the plane?
Parachute them down.
Okay, and what would their supplies be?
Oh, ammunition, food.
Mm-hmm.
Most ammunition and food.
Okay, and was this, they were already in France?
No, this was for D-Day, before D-Day.
Oh.
They dropped D-Day, and we resupplied them.
Okay.
The next day after D-Day.
Okay.
D+1.
Okay. Did you know anything about the invasion before it started?
Oh, no, not a whole lot. We had the 101st Airborne on our base,
mm-hmm.
and they were doing a lot of training, so we knew something could be going on. And Eisenhower came to our base the night before they dropped. So.
Okay. Did you see him?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He just went to the 101st.
Okay. All right, so the day after they had stormed the beaches at Normandy, then your planes flew in and dropped things for them. Was it dangerous to do? Were the Germans still...
No, we weren't shot up on those flights. So.
Okay.
We weren't even shot at until the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay. And would you make one flight a day or more than one?
Yeah, one flight a day.
And then go back to England, get more supplies?
Resupply.
Okay.
Go back again.
Okay. And was it all along the coast that you were dropping things?
Yeah. Well, 101st, they dropped 26 miles in at Saint-Lô.
Okay.
So we were that far in.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you do that? Did you, as they moved in, did you follow them?
No, after the first 5 days, we didn't supply them anymore until General Patton left a pocket of soldiers at Martin,
mm-hmm.
and we resupplied them. We attempted to supply them, and we dropped everything to the Germans. So we went back the next day and dropped it to our troops.
Okay, and how did you know you dropped it for the Germans?
We were told.
Oh, by your
command.
Okay. Well, it must have been hard to tell who you were dropping to then.
Well, the area was just too small.
Mm-hmm.
It was only 10 miles square. That was a pretty small area.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty small target.
But what would be on the ground that you would aim for when you were dropping supplies?
I didn't have anything to do with where they dropped. My job was to push it out of the plane.
Oh.
And we flew C-47s, which then that was the only real workhorse that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good plane.
Okay, so when you pushed it out the door, were you somehow tied or held so that you didn't go out the door?
Well, no.
No?
I guess evidently there was no fear about that.
Were you afraid of that?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. How high would you have been when you dropped that?
Oh, probably 800 to 1,000 feet.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what this... The parachutes would oscillate once and they'd be on the ground.
Okay. Okay. And... All right, I'm trying to... So, you would it be in the morning, the evening, afternoon that you would fly and drop that, or...?
Oh, I think they were... I believe they were all morning.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd go back to the base...
And reload.
And get ready for the next day?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with your spare time?
Oh, just pack cargo chutes.
Did you get off base and see any of England?
Oh, no. I went to Reading a couple of times and went to London once.
And what did you think?
How lost I was.
What was it like getting on the ship and sailing across the ocean?
They just said, walk up this gangplank, and that's what I did.
Did you get seasick?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I got seasick twice.
Yeah. Were you, when you were on ship, did you have things to do, or you just sort of...
No, we just mostly just sat there waiting to get there.
Okay. Okay. Could you see any of the evidence of the invasion, I mean, of Normandy?
No.
No, because you were so, you were up and...
Okay. Yeah, we didn't see that.
Okay. What did people talk about what a tremendous undertaking that was and how successful
Oh, about the only thing I can remember is how many ships were in the channel.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there were a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got to see a lot of damage to England. Mm-hmm. Bristol was badly bombed.
Okay.
And I didn't see that where I was in London. I didn't see a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. Did you have much contact with the English people?
Not very much. I didn't go to bars, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I mostly stayed home.
Okay. Didn't see the sights to see, like Big Ben or any of that?
I saw that.
Okay.
Westminster Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so you said you dropped these and then at some point you go into France?
Yeah, well, after the war progressed, for, you know, for several months,
mm-hmm.
the ground was safe, so we moved our barracks and everything to France.
Oh.
That was pretty safe then.
And did you do that by taking them across the channel, or did you fly all this stuff in when you moved it?
No, I think, I can't really say. They may have just put up new tents, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in France?
Mm-hmm.
No, we lived at a, I don't know, some kind of a roomy house, motel, hotel or something.
Okay.
We didn't live in tents in France.
Okay, and you continued then to supply people?
Mm-hmm. We didn't do a whole lot then, till Battle of the Bulge.
Okay.
Yes. We made two flights, two drops there.
Mm-hmm.
We flew Liberator bombers because they expected it to be a bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad trip.
Mm-hmm. And how would you define or describe a bad trip?
How many planes got shot down?
Oh.
I don't know how accurate this is, but we were told that they shot down 17 of our bombers.
Okay.
And the airplane I flew in got one shot in the tail. Some of them got a lot of shots.
Mm-hmm.
But those pilots weren't used to flying that close to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to go back again.
Why? Did you want to go back again?
Well, I didn't realize how bad it was till later.
Mm-hmm. Till it was over. Yeah. What did you hear about the Battle of the Bulge as it was taking place? I guess the question go ahead.
Also, the discussion is how bad the weather was.
Mm-hmm.
We were ready to go 3 or 4 days before the weather cleared, and then we flew to Bastogne. And did our dropping after the weather cleared, which the people on the soldiers on the ground, because we sent so many planes and so many loads, they thought that the biggest danger was getting killed by parachutes coming down
rather than by the Germans. So how long then did you do that?
Battle of the Bulge, that would be our last flight.
Okay.
We didn't drop any after that.
Okay, and then what did you do?
went back and waited for the war to end.
Back to England?
France.
Oh, to France. And what did you do when you were there just waiting?
Nothing.
Nothing at all? So you didn't cross the Rhine or anything and go into...
Oh, I flew across the Rhine one time, and it's on the ground 10 minutes, and we got out of there.
Okay.
So that's all my German experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, wasn't that sort of boring, just to sit there in France?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any contact with the French people?
Oh, very little.
Okay.
We couldn't speak their language, for one thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how many people were in your group?
We were a company, probably 200.
Okay.
There were other groups just like ours, but...
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But you weren't trained to fight, so they didn't want you...
We didn't even have rifles.
Oh, you didn't? Oh. Hmm. Okay.
We were always, when we were on the ground, we were always in a safe area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 101st, they're the ones that took the brunt of everything.
Mm-hmm.
In 17.
Yeah.
I don't know where the 82nd was, but we resupplied the 101st and the 82nd.
Okay.
82nd at Bastogne.
Mm-hmm. So when you were just sitting around in France, that would have been the beginning, the fall of 44 into 45.
Yeah, that would be the end. The war. That's when the war started to end.
Okay, where were you when the war ended in Europe in May of 45?
In France.
You were, and what did you think at that time? Did you think you'd be able to go home?
No, we were being indoctrinated and inoculated to go to China.
Oh.
That war ended before that happened.
Okay. You mean before they dropped the bomb?
We didn't have to go because the war was over.
Okay. And when you say indoctrinated and inoculated, they were teaching you?
How to handle the Chinese.
Okay.
But we didn't get to use any of that training.
Mm-hmm. Probably sort of glad, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't want to make that boat trip to China.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you had to take certain shots if you were...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where were you when you heard that the war in Europe was over? Were you... I know you were in France, but do you remember how you heard?
No, we just knew after the Battle of Bulls the war was over.
Okay.
And Patton was going to beat everybody up. So. And he did.
He did. Did you ever see Patton? Or?
No.
But you heard a lot about him?
I've known more about him now than I did then.
Mm-hmm.
I've read some books about him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he the one who wanted to keep marching and march into the Soviet Union?
Oh, that would be... He would think like that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he and MacArthur, they were hard to handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you've read a lot about World War II then?
No, about Patton.
Oh, just about Patton.
Patton and Bradley.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when the war, when the bomb was dropped in on Japan, did you know immediately that you would be going home then, or coming home?
Yeah, we knew we weren't going to China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because I didn't have very many points, I didn't get to come home till December of 45.
Okay.
But I think the war must have ended.
They dropped the bomb in August
of 45.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did you do over there? Until you came home. You were in France, you just sort of sat around?
Yeah, waiting for all the high point soldiers to go home until our turn came up.
Okay.
Yeah, there was millions and millions of soldiers.
Mm-hmm. And how did you earn the points to get out?
Oh, points were so many years or so many months, I don't remember.
Okay. Now, while you were over there, were you able to write your family back here? And were they able to write you?
I wrote my mother every day. I think she wrote me every day.
Okay. And did they send you things?
Mm-hmm.
Like food or what were they?
Yeah, mostly candy and cookies.
Mm-hmm. Because you didn't have those?
Oh, no. I could have gotten them.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to do it, and I appreciated it.
What was the food like that you had to eat over there?
Oh, just good mess chow.
Okay. So you had a group of men that just cooked for the others?
We had company cooks.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were a combat outfit, we got a special ration, so our food was good.
Mm-hmm. Did you... when you were just waiting in France for actually several months, did you get to see anything of France, or were you just...
Oh, I probably saw all I wanted to see. Marseille, we spent a lot of time at Marseille waiting for our turn to come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Waiting?
Yeah. Well, and being in France, of course, southern France, really, the war hadn't been fought there like it had been in northern France. But, I mean, could you see that it was a war-torn country?
Oh, we could see where there was convoys of equipment shot up and
mm-hmm.
burned. That kind of stuff was around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you went in, were there other people from this area that you ran into as you were making the progression through basic advanced training on the ship or while you were over there?
No, I met one friend for a couple of hours.
Okay.
In Virginia.
But that was it?
Yeah, most of the people I associated with, that I served with, were either from the South or from the Great Lakes area.
What was that like meeting young men from different parts of the United States?
Well, I didn't understand the soldiers' hatred for the Negro. I didn't understand that at all.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was real to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you make good friends?
Oh, yeah. I had probably three or four I considered good friends.
Mm-hmm. And did you keep in contact with them? No, not after the war. Okay. Is there a particular person or a particular officer, or maybe when you think about the war experience, a story, a funny one, a sad one that's in your mind?
No, I don't think so.
What did you think about the war experience?
I was just there doing what I was told to do.
Okay.
That was about the extent of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did, and I know now we talk a great deal about patriotism. Was that talked about, or was it just part of your life?
Our whole job was kill the Krauts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kill the Negroes, Italians.
Mm-hmm. Was that hard to think along those lines?
I was never faced with that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that experience helped you? Did you learn something? Were you changed by that experience?
No, I don't think so.
Was it hard to take orders?
I obeyed willingly.
Okay. A lot of the men say, no, it wasn't hard because when they were at home, they took orders.
Oh.
from their parents or the teachers or something.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let me look at these questions and see. What was leaving home? Was that the first time that you'd been away from home?
First time.
And when you went from Leavenworth further east, did you ride a train?
I rode a train the whole distance with soot covering us up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that... I think it must have taken us 3 days.
And that was the first time you had ridden a train.
Mm-hmm.
And then first time you had been on a ship on the ocean. What did you think of the ocean?
Oh, About the only thing I can remember is, aside of being sick all the time, was how their ship always seemed to be standing on top of something.
You mean it was up like that?
Yeah, the swales were always down here, and we were always...
For someone from Kansas, that probably was a little uneasy, I would think.
Yeah, I didn't think much of those boat rides.
And then had you ridden in a plane before you got over there? So when you got over there, what was that first plane ride like?
Oh, it didn't mean anything special.
It didn't scare you?
No.
Did you ever just stop to think, here I am from Kansas. I have ridden a train, I have gone across the ocean, and I'm now in a plane?
No, that's just where I got pushed.
Okay, all right. Okay. What did your parents think about you going to war?
I don't know what my dad thought. My mother didn't want me to go at all. So. Mm-hmm.
Did you save the letters that she sent you, or did she save the letters you wrote her?
I didn't save them. I don't know whether she did or not.
Mm-hmm. Because that would have been tremendous to see. Did you write home what you were doing, or?
We couldn't write anything like that.
Okay.
But all we could do is ask questions how things were at home.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't say anything that we were doing.
Did you have other relatives that were in the war?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers?
No.
No. Okay. And were they in Europe also?
I don't think I know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Was it difficult to live in a barracks situation with other young men?
No, I had no problems with that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, when did you come home then?
December of 45.
45, again on a ship?
Yeah, on a ship. Mm-hmm. Even a smaller ship, if you can imagine such a thing. They weren't the Liberty ship. They were the Liberty ship, which only held 500 soldiers stacked five high.
Oh my. Was it easier this coming back than going over?
No, we were on some kind of luxury ship going over.
Okay.
And coming home, that was a terrible trip.
How long did it take you? How many days? It
took us 17 days to come home.
Ooh, 17 days. Oh, that would have been a long time.
It was.
Yeah. You well know that, but I'm thinking, oh my goodness. And when you say stacked five high, those were your bunks or?
Yeah, we were bunks.
Okay, and were those wooden or were those the cloth ones?
Canvas, yeah.
Okay, and did you have anything to do while you were on ship other than?
Just being sick.
Okay, even coming home?
I was sick both ways.
I bet you haven't been back across that ocean, have you?
No.
Okay. Okay, when you came home, you came into New York? Is that where you sailed into?
No. I think we came into Virginia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went to Camp Chaffee for discharge.
Okay.
So we probably came in at Virginia.
Okay, and then you were discharged, and did you have to get yourself back to Kansas, or did they?
No, they furnished a ticket, which had the route on it. All I had to do is get on the bus.
Oh, okay, it was a bus ride then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From Camp Chaffee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you came back, did you know what you were going to do?
Well, I had the opportunity to go to school.
Okay.
Which I did for a year and a half.
And where did you go to school?
Kansas State.
Oh, okay. And were you interested in studying something particular?
I thought I wanted to be a mechanical engineer, but I didn't have the reading skills for all those classes.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of K-State? Were there a lot of servicemen there?
Oh, there was hundreds. Yeah, they even had temporary barracks stuck everywhere.
That must have been quite an experience.
Yeah, I don't know where they got. They must have taken all the teachers out of retirement and brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them must have been 80 and 90 years old.
What was it like going to, I mean, you were here at Cimarron. This is where you went to high school, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you went to, I mean, you were off in the war. That was a different experience. But then going to college certainly was a different experience, too.
Yeah, I really didn't feel at home.
Okay.
At home there.
Mm-hmm. And then you decided to come back to Cimarron. And what did you decide to do?
Construction.
Oh, okay.
Housing construction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was good living.
And there were a lot of young men coming back.
Oh, yeah.